Important places in our Brajbhumi. It is called Dan Danbati. We were explaining that Giriraj is shaped like peacock, and this is the neck. There's a narrow passageway. In Rupa Goswami's Danakeli Pramudi, he describes so many wonderful, beautiful pastimes that took place here. The gopis would sometimes bring their butter and yogurt and other products of the sacred cows in the clay pots on their heads, and they would go to various places, sometimes to Govinda Kund, to bring their milk products to the Brahmins performing yajnas. And at that time, Lord Sri Krishna, Balaram and his friends, they would come here and block the passageway. And the gopis would try to get by, but with their sticks they would block the way, and they would have so many wonderful loving exchanges, and ultimately Krishna and his cowherd friends would forcibly take the yogurt and the butter from the gopis and enjoy very nicely. Of course, we should know that this yogurt and butter is symbolic of the love and the devotion of Sri Radhika Rani and her friends. And Krishna is always most anxious to steal the love of his devotees. And of course, Srimati Radharani, it is her greatest pleasure to have the love of her heart always stolen by Lord Sri Krishna. Sri Dangati Dham Ki Jai! Sri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai! Jai left side is a beautiful new ashram which has been dedicated to His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai! It is Srila Prabhupada's new home at the foot of Govardhan Hill, where all Gaudiya Vaishnavas are always longing to reside. Srila Giriraj Maharaj, Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Mahaprabhu Prabhu worked very hard in obtaining this place last year. And it's being made into a beautiful bhajan kutir for devotees to come and study Vaishnav Shastras and chant the holy names of Krishna. And also, it will be big enough after it's renovated, so yatras like this could spend the night here before Govardhan Parikram, and then spend night after. By next year we can resign. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai!